little Nicky's associations were not only with members of his own crew. The covert cops watched him meet in Fort Lauderdale with high-ranking representatives from many of the country's major mobs, Colombo, Lucchese, Buffalino, and so on. The nature of intelligence work is to take raw information and hypothesize, come up with theories of what is happening, says Rob. So we see Nicky meeting all these people. Business is obviously being discussed. We can't say for sure what was happening, but we have a good idea. And these meetings came with all the clichés of movies like The Godfather. There was the reverential treatment of mafia leaders, the ceremonial kissing of cheeks and hands. Sometimes it got to be funny, Drago says. We'd see the cars pull up with 10 or 15 guys getting out for a meeting, and they'd be circling all over the front yard, trying to make sure they kissed or hugged everybody. Just like the mobsters, police don't like offending their own. Law enforcement agencies are territorial, careful not to encroach on others' turf without invitation. It is the axiom of parochialism that Chief Cochrane of Fort Lauderdale speaks of. And that axiom flies in the face of MIU's all-for-one, one-for-all concept of sharing intelligence among law enforcement agencies. After years of working cases, MIU has neither been joined by all the police agencies in Broward County, nor has it replaced the organized crime or intelligence units of its member agencies. Instead, it continues to work with them, and as always, remains quietly in the background. It would be my hope that MIU would one day be the organized crime investigative enterprise in this county, says Cochrane. But in the meantime, investigators in Pennsylvania and New Jersey, and maybe even people like Nicky Scarfo, probably have a better understanding of what MIU is all about than the Broward citizens who help pay for it. MIU is becoming a highly respected information bank on what these types of OC characters are doing down there, says Koblenz of the New Jersey police. Put it this way, on the Scarfo case, MIU has given us leads that we're still tracking down. While Nicky Scarfo was under the eye of MIU in Fort Lauderdale, two high-ranking members of his organization were in Philadelphia talking to the FBI and then to a grand jury. There were also 800 tapes of wiretaps. And from Fort Lauderdale came the MIU dossiers and indications that Scarfo was running the organization from Casablanca South. On November 3, 1986, he was arrested while on a trip to New Jersey. A grand jury had indicted him and 17 associates for conspiracy and racketeering. A day later in Florida, the casino issue was defeated at the polls.